My name is Macy Vallis. I'm 16 years old, and today is November 26, 2017, and I'm speaking with Elvira Vallis, who's my grandmother. We're recording this interview in Dallas, Texas. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was it like when you were a child?
Okay, I was born in a small town in Italy, February 17, 1942. Very, very cold, and I learned that I was born at home. And my mother and father, they were poor people, but we were very happy. When I was a year old, I grew up with my grandmother because my mother had another child. And I was there until I was 19 years old when I got married. My childhood, it was very, very happy. We didn't have much, but we lived okay. The town, it was beautiful, in the middle of the mountain. My family, they were loving family. And my grandmother and my aunt and my uncles raised me, and I loved them dearly. My childhood, believe it or not, it was simple, but very happy.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I think one of my happiest memories is when my first grandchild was born, Matthew. And then my second, my third, my fourth, my fifth, my sixth, and seventh. I loved them dearly. I took care of them, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Tell me one of the most important lessons you've learned in your life.
The most important lesson, I think, I learned that you have to be patient. It takes sometimes they don't go the way you wish, but everything happened for a purpose. And I tend to be positive and be believing in God, that I truly believe that if it wasn't for my faith, sometime I will not have survived in this country. It was hard for me not knowing the language. But like I said, being patient for whatever happened in life.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, well, I would like to be remembered. I'm hoping that my grandkids, I used to love Nonna cooking and how she took care of us and how she speak. They make fun of my English, that's okay, I'm okay with that. And we have lots of fun. And I want them to be happy thinking about me. I'm hoping they think that I was a good grandmother to them.
What are your hopes for me and someday for my children?
Well, I'm hoping for my granddaughter and the rest of my grandchildren to get a good education, be successful, and if they have children, be patient with their children and encourage them to get a good education and teach them that life is not easy, but it can be okay if they work on the problem.
Tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life.
Well, one of my difficult moments is when my younger brother died. He was 36 and he drowned. And that, for me, it was the most difficult moment in my life.
Tell me about your grandparents. You said you grew up with your grandmother.
I grew up with my maternal grandmother. And I was very happy with her. I was a year old when I moved in with her. My grandmother was helping my mother when she had my sister. And she raised me, and she was wonderful to me. She gave me lots of good advice that sometimes I didn't understand them, and I do now that I'm older. And I was very happy with her. I was very, very happy.
What's your favorite memory of her?
Oh, she loved me more than anything. She was wonderful with me and very patient. But I was really good with her. Yeah, so it was a good relationship that we have.
Is that who you learned to cook from?
No. No. My grandmother, my grandfather used to own a hotel in my hometown. My grandmother was the cook. And I remember her telling me, learn to cook. And my answer was that I'm going to marry a rich guy. And I'm going to have a chef and a maid and a cleaning woman. But at the end, I end up to be all three. And I'm okay with that. It's true.
Okay, so where exactly in Italy? Where are you from?
I'm from Sopramonte. Trento is a little town up in the Alps next to Austria. A very little town. And it was very simple life. We knew everybody and I was happy there.
What's your favorite thing about where you grew up?
In my hometown?
Yes.
Well, nothing much was happening, you know. We were just simple people. I didn't have TV. We have the radio. We didn't have dishwasher. We didn't have washer. We didn't have dryer. We had to do everything by hands. We had to scrub floor every week to keep the house clean. But we were happy. It was a simple, simple life. We didn't have all the stuff the teenagers have now. And we were happy. It was a simple, simple life, like I said.
So how did you meet Pop in Italy?
I was on vacation up in the mountain. And that's where I met him. He was up, he was in the army. He was in the, they had some kind of program going up there. And that's where I met him. And that's why I'm here now.
So you moved to America?
Yes, I moved here when I was 21.
With my dad?
With, yes, my first son, he was born in Vicenza, in the base, and he was 6 months old when we came to the state, and it was a little difficult for me at first. I didn't speak the language. My husband's family, they're bilingual, so I learned Spanish first, and I communicate very well after a month, and then I learned English. There it was difficult for me because I had to learn English all by myself. But I learned to read fluidly. I'm not writing English fluidly, but I'm okay. And I learned the language the best. I couldn't go to school. In fact, I learned English watching Sesame Street that my kids used to watch. And then all the soap operas available. But now I'm doing okay. You know, I think I'm doing okay.
Okay, thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to tell them?
To my great-great-grandchildren? I just want them to know that I came from another country. I didn't speak the language. And I taught myself. Anybody can learn English if they want to. Life is not easy. You have to work on everything. You have to work on relationship. You have to work on getting along with people. But life can be beautiful if you accept everybody, who they are, no matter what religion they practice, no matter their belief. We need to learn to respect one another, and I'm hoping that my grandchildren and great-great grow up in a way to bring peace in the world. And I want them to remember me. I'm a simple woman. They came to the United States, and from a small town, and believe it or not, I feel that I did okay with everything. I learned to sew, I learned to walk, I learned to cook. And maybe it's not much for some people, but for me it was a big accomplishment. And I'm proud of who I am.
What are some of your favorite memories for when your children were young.
Oh, my children, mm-hmm. I'm very proud of them. My two boys, they became firefighters. My girls, one, she's a teacher, and the other one, she's involved in helping people and children. And they just hardworking young people and very respectful. And they have a wonderful family. And I feel that they turned out to be okay.
Okay, I know they didn't get along when they were little.
Well, no. I didn't have major problem with my kids. They were normal kids, and sometimes when they were teenagers, they argue, but not to the point that they couldn't stand each other.
Do you have any funny stories from when they were little?
Oh, I have a million of funny stories. So if I'm never going to finish this, if I'm going to start with that. One that I can remember, my Dory.
Which one?
Veronica didn't like peas, green peas. And my daughter told me that she had to eat them and she cried, and now she loved them. And my oldest son one day came home, and I wasn't really a good cook. And I make Mexican food that day, and he said, "Mother, I wish you make American food." And I asked him, "Well, what you think is American food?" He said, "Spaghetti." And I thought that it was the most funny moment in my life, because spaghetti is definitely not an American food. Anyway, so, but then and they turned out to be okay. And their family, they're just wonderful. I love my daughters-in-law and my son-in-law.
What about that one time Denise tried to run away?
Oh, yes. My Danny and Denise, my middle and my last one. My husband, he was going to the store, and they both one sat in front of the car, and they were fighting. So my husband got mad, and he came inside. Well, Denise, she went to get a small luggage that I still have, believe it or not, and she was trying to run away. And my son, Danny, came all panicking, and he said, "Oh, Mom, Denise is trying to run away." So I got her and I got her luggage and I sent her in her room. What I should have done, I should have let her go and see how fast she was going. But I didn't do that. But it's tender sometime we bring up when we raise it together and we have a good life about it.
Okay, so talk a little bit about the family dinners.
Like every night. Oh, and I love to cook for my family. Like I said, I did not cook, but now I think I'm okay. And I love it when everybody come over. And sometimes they like what I cook and sometimes I don't. My oldest son told me not to watch the cooking channel anymore because after I start watching the cooking channel, my menu is changing it just like the simple dinner that I used to make. And but we have fun. We have fun. And I like the when we get together.
When everybody comes over.
Yes, when everybody come over, I enjoy the noise and the chaos and the running around. And
the fighting and the screaming.
Well, it's not that much fighting and screaming, but, you know, the kids sometimes. But it's so far, I think, and it's one thing that I'm thankful that I never had major problem with about the fighting situation. It was just arguing. There's a normal... It was normal what was going on, you know, and and I'm hoping that I taught them right. And if not, I'm hoping that they're learning from whatever's going on in life.
Okay, so what's one of your favorite things that you cook? And, like, how'd you learn to make it?
Repeat. Oh, my favorite thing for the cooking? Oh, I like to bake.
Okay, well, what's your favorite
thing to
bake?
I like to bake cheesecake. I like the chocolate chip that my grandkids love. I like to make cream of coconut pie that most of them like. And I like, I like all kind of stuff. But I like baking more than cooking. But I like Mexican food and I like Italian food. And I like some of the food that my grandmother used to make that I'm the only one and my youngest daughter like. And but I enjoy when my kids come over and they like what I'm making. Like I said, now it's not happening all the time. Sometimes they don't like it.
But one dish that you'd have to, like, say was your favorite out of everything.
Well, let me tell you what I can say. I think everybody loves enchiladas. It's a Mexican dish, the simple cheese enchiladas with the rice and beans. I think that all of my grandkids and my kids enjoyed that. And the pasta.
Didn't my dad eat a dozen enchiladas one time?
Oh, yeah. My oldest son, when he was 14, he ate 1 dozen enchiladas. Oh, no. I mean, there was something else anyway. And he was very, very skinny.
But he still ate 12 enchiladas?
He daily ate 12 enchiladas. Him and my brother-in-law. Yeah. Besides cooking.
Besides cooking, what's your favorite thing to do on the weekend?
Oh, I love to go to North Park. I love to shop. And most of my granddaughter do so. So when we go and look around. And sometimes I buy things for them. And sometimes we just look. But I do enjoy the shopping mall. And I do enjoy walking. And but my favorite pastime is really, beside cooking, and because I enjoy cooking, is going to the mall with my granddaughters. Sometimes I take one, sometimes I take two. If you have a good time, we look around, like I said, and I teach them to buy everything on sale and to buy quality clothes. And I like pretty shoes and purses. And so that is a fun thing to do.
You knit a lot, too. Like, how'd you learn how to do that?
I never do what?
You knit.
Oh, no. I used to make all my girl clothes and my clothes. When I came in this country, I went to shop. My husband told me they go and buy me some clothes. And I didn't like the prices. So I knew the basic of sewing. My aunt, she had her own business, a seamstress. So I learned to sew, and for my two girls, I used to make everything for them. I make all my clothes, and I enjoy it at the time. It was fun, and it was like a designer clothes because it was something special that I made for them. And then I learned to knit when I was young, the basic. And then, again, I enjoy knitting sometime. And it's a pastime. It's good for your mind, and you relax. And I think it's a good thing for, not for everybody, because not everybody like that. But I enjoy that. And what I enjoy the most, though, is making the clothes for my girls. My youngest daughter, she was very small, and I made the most beautiful clothes for her. After 5, all designer. You know, and I just taught myself about that, and I think it was good. It was good for me and for them.
Okay, so what's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is Friend. I'm still watching them. And every day, I watch 1 or 2 Mexican novellas. I keep up with my Spanish, and I love the houses and their culture, and I like everything about the Mexican. So every day, like I said, and I like the news. I watch 2020 and Dateline sometime. But I prefer, you know, like I said, Friend is one of my favorite, and my Mexican novellas. And my grandkids laugh about it, but, you know, I learn more and more about the language and the culture. And it's fun.
Okay, so I know you love wearing really nice clothes.
Oh, yes, I do.
And I know you have a lot of purses and shoes that a lot of the grandkids want and are fighting over. So where'd you get such a good sense of style?
Oh, well, my aunt, she raised me. And she always, I was the best girl dressed in town because she used to make my clothes. And she used to buy me the shoes and the purse, the match, and I have the gloves. So she always taught me to buy less, but buy quality. If you buy quality and classic clothes, they always look good, and they last longer. And that's what I'm telling my grandchildren and my girls. Buy, if you buy something good, and sell, of course, because I could never afford the full price. It lasts a long time. But I do like pretty stuff. I always did. But they last me a long time. They last me a long time, so. But I think it's a small things in life that us women can enjoy. And if you can afford, I remember my grandmother used to tell me, buy one outfit for spring, summer, and winter. A good one. They look always good on you. And that is a lesson that I learned. And the same thing with the shoes. Instead of buying two pair, buy one good pair. And simple, so they never go out of style. And that I learned from my, well, from my aunt more than my grandmother, because she's the one who dressed me and took care of me and take me shopping. And we didn't have much money, but I was always well-dressed. She used to make all my clothes. And so unfortunately, I have expensive taste. But that's okay with that. You know, I just buy whatever I like and sell again. And it lasts me a long time.
Well, thank you for teaching your grandkids, including me, all these life lessons. And thank you for being the best grandma.
Oh, thank you, honey. Love you.
And love you too, Nana.
Okay. I hope everything is okay.